This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. This great Wednesday morning at 10:07. As always, this is Bob Romanek. You may not like what you hear, but you're going to hear the truth, the unfiltered truth, today and every day. Lines are always open if I want to talk to you, because we are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriots. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. I want to get started. Read some articles yesterday and talked with some people. Our good friend, you know, Jussie Smollett, that no count, big lip, lousy lying, no good for nothing, nigger, son of a bitch, bitch boy, faggot bastard from Chicago, that black racist, black supremacist racist who said two guys who were white tried to rob him, beat him up, put a noose around his neck. Come to find out it was two of his friends. One of them who was on the show with him, who did some work on the show Empire. But now they tell me that Fox says that Jussie Smollett will not return to Empire for the next season. And I believe that to be true. Now, Smollett's saying that we've come up to an agreement, and he appreciates they have extended his contract to keep Jamil's future open. I've never saw Empire, don't really care to see Empire, so I don't give a damn about past, present, or future for Empire, but I think he's trying to give it a good light. But I really don't see him ever being back on TV. Of course, I could be wrong. They've got Bill Cosby shows going every day, all day, on one of the comedic channels, and I don't know which one it is, but you know, that makes no difference to a lot of the people. If they're black, it's okay. Don't be white and do it. Don't be white and do it. Don't be white and even say nigger. Because hell, they want you arrested forever. They want to give you the death penalty if you're white and say nigger. But if you're black and say nigger, they'll be all over you if they're rap concerts. And it just really, really, really pisses me off that it has to happen that way. But anyway, Jussie Smollett will not, that's as of yesterday, will not, and this is per Fox, will not return to Empire for the seventh season. So doesn't make me any difference one way or the other than I think he's a no good racist boot lip nigger bastard who hates white people. And I think even the niggers know that he hates white people. And it's unbelievable how we get through this crap day in and day out, but we do. And we just take it for what it's worth. Go ahead, Garden. You're on the dark side.
Bob, this is Gordon Mag. I went to school with you in East St. Louis at Lansdowne Junior High School.
Garden, I remember you well. What a great guy. What a great judge you were. What's going on in your world, Garden?
Oh, very little. I'm retired, but I wanted to remind you, no politics. I just want to talk about what I remember about you. And it's all good.
Garden, don't start.
You
lying.
Were a basketball player and a football player.
Yeah, I attempted to play both. But some things just don't work out, Garden. What's going on in your world?
And I was in the camera club, and we took pictures of you and the other players on the Lansdowne Tigers team. And we used to go sell your photograph to the young girls for 5 cents a piece to finance the camera club.
Yeah. You probably didn't make a whole lot of money, did you?
Lots of Bob Romantic pictures to the young girls at Lansdowne Junior High School.
Hey, Garden, I talked to you some time back. I want you to give me a call so we can go to lunch. But seriously, what's going on in your world? I know you were a judge in the Third Judicial Circuit and also an appellate judge. What else has been going on with you?
Well, as I say, I'm retired, and I spend a lot of time. I have some property in Alabama and some in southeast Missouri, and I'm kind of in central Illinois now, and I bounce around to three different places and just enjoy life.
Well, you know what, Garden, you've worked hard all your life. You should enjoy. What do you think about our old friend, old Aim Quito?
I miss him a lot. He got in the doghouse, and he shouldn't have done what he did, but that's history. That doesn't change the fact that I miss him a lot.
Well, no, hey, Garden, I'll tell you what, he thought an awful lot of you. I know you guys had been friends for a long time. You know, your pop was a great guy, too. And, you know, we thought a lot of your pop. But since retiring from the bench, you've been having a full schedule then, huh?
I cut trees on my properties and plant crops and just enjoy life without getting in any controversy about anything or anybody.
You know what, Garden, that's actually, and I'm a little bit different because I actually like the controversy. I like the fighting. I'm about a half a crazy son of a bitch, unlike you, who did a great job in the judicial circuit, you know, throughout all your life. But, hey, listen, when we get off the phone, call me back, will you, or I'll take your number. I'd like to come up or meet you and take you to lunch sometime and talk about old times.
Yes, sir, I would enjoy that. But anyway, I miss Aim Quito. A lot of people are down on him. But they didn't know the real Aim Quito.
You know what, Your Honor, you're exactly right. They did not know the real, if they knew the real Aim Quito, they'd loved him just as much as I do and you do and everybody that knew him does.
But anyway, your picture, like I said, I was a nerd because I was in the camera club and hey. I sold a lot of Bob Romantic photographs to the Lansdowne girls.
Hey, Your Honor, thank you very much for the call. I will be giving you a call, or you give me a call, and I wish you and your family the best. And as always, Your Honor, thank you for the call.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. That's Garden Mag. He was the ex-judge out of the Third Judicial Circuit up in Edwardsville, and he was an appellate court judge for a while. And I actually think he ran for the Supreme Court. I apparently lost, but known him a long time. What a great guy. Not a perfect guy. See, I don't want anybody that's perfect to ever call me, because I don't know what I'd say to somebody that's perfect. But Garden Mag, what a great jurist, what a great attorney, what a great guy. And Garden, I wish you the best, and wherever you're at, you keep up the fight, buddy, because you are a fighter. Let's go to Massachusetts. In Boston, the Democratic lawmakers in Massachusetts, they want to take God, and as most of you people know, all throughout this country, I'm an agnostic. I'm not an atheist. I don't know if there's a God or not. I hope there is, and I hope he does, if there is one, that he does something to make this country really great again. But the Democratic lawmakers in Massachusetts, they want to take God out of the oath of office for every elected official in the Bay State. Now, I don't know why they'd want to do that, but they've got a bill proposed by State Representative Mindy Dom out of Amherst. She wants to amend the Constitution from "So Help Me God" to a longer secular version, quotes, this I do under the pains and penalties of perjury. Now, wouldn't you think that people in Massachusetts and the people all over this great United States would have better things to do than to worry about maybe taking God out of their swearing-in ceremony? But apparently Massachusetts doesn't have much to do, I would assume. But they've got it. It's approved by the Joint Legislative Committee, and it's supported by the atheist. The atheists believe that it should be taken out, and I think an atheist probably would. So they're going to put it up for a vote. It says since 1780, the state of Massachusetts has amended 121 times in their state constitution, and this could take up to several years, and requires approval from two consecutive legislatures before being cleared for a statewide ballot to let the voters decide. Well, that's one good thing. Finally, at some point, letting the voters decide on what's going to happen in their state. It says the most recent change was in 2006, when voters approved the state's health care, which served as a model for Obamacare. So I just thought, reading through this with everything going on, that the Democrats, and I don't, if it had been the Republicans, I would have said the same thing. I think it's quite stupid, and I know I'm far from being the most intelligent son of a bitch in town, but for the Massachusetts Democratic legislature to want to remove God from their oath of office, I just think there's a lot more that we can talk about rather than talk about the removal of the word God from the oath of office, not only in Massachusetts, but anywhere in this great country. It's got death penalty. Death penalty for a gentleman in South Carolina killed his five children. Now, this guy killed his five children. He wrapped them in bodies. He killed four of them. He strangled four of the five. They were 8, 7, 6, 2, and 1. The indictment states that he strangled four of the five and beat the other one to death. He then wrapped their bodies. He then wrapped their bodies in a plastic bag, put them in the back of his SUV, and drove around the southeast for about a week, logging about 700 miles. He was finally stopped at a DUI checkpoint, and this guy was an engineer. He was given custody of his children after his marriage fell apart. He was 37 years old. The gentleman's name, again, is Timothy Ray Jones, Jr. But anyway, they found out that he, and I believe he's admitted to it, to killing all five of his children, saying that it was too much stress. And this guy, again, was a good worker. People that worked with him said he was a hell of a good worker. He worked, I think, and let me see if I can get it. Said he plans the insanity defense, but he was an engineer. So that just goes to tell you, you know, when you walk down the street in St. Louis, you walk down the street in all these places and you think, you know, what the hell's going on with these ass white bastards, both black and white, men and women, Democrats and Republicans, that want to hurt somebody, want to kill somebody, want to do something to somebody, and then they do it, and then we think, why the hell would they do it? You know, it's really amazing. You know, I just got off the phone, for you people who have just tuned in, with the ex-judge out of the Third Judicial Circuit in Edwardsville. He was an ex-appellate court judge in this once great state of Illinois. And sometimes, not Judge Mag, but sometimes I bitch about the judges all throughout, not just the state of Illinois, but all throughout this great country. Got a former school bus driver, was sentenced to probation. He was sentenced to probation. Now, this is a white, stupid, cracker, ignorant, white son of a bitch. His name's Sean Pieg, P-I-C-H-E, 26 years old. He pleaded guilty to third-degree rape, according to their daily paper. He received 10 years, not 10 years in prison, not 10 years of hard time, but 10 years of probation. This man drove for Watertown Town City School District, admitted in his plea deal that he raped a 14-year-old girl while driving the school bus. He said the incident reportedly happened at his home. Now, this ignorant son of a bitch, he didn't have a criminal record, so they put him at a level one. But here's the judge. Here's the judge who's going to give this bastard, this white, ignorant cracker, no good son of a bitch, 10 years of probation. The victim's mother, in a statement to the radio station, the local radio station, she wishes that Sean Pickey would have received jail time for the harm he caused her 14-year-old daughter. He took something away from my daughter. She'll never get it back and has caused her to struggle with depression and anxiety. Now, I ask why a judge, why any judge, I don't give a damn, even in St. Clair County. And there's some good judges in St. Clair County. There's good judges all over. There's some bad ones too. I just ask why any judge would sentence a school bus driver, a no good son of a bitch, white bastard, 26 years old, who drives a school bus, why they would sentence him to 10 years of probation for raping a 14-year-old girl that he drove to school. Now, I don't understand that. Now, maybe some of you people do, and if you do, maybe give me a call, but I don't understand the mentality behind all that. Let's go ahead and take another caller or two. Go ahead, Jesse. You're on the Jock side.
Well, you're speaking about the, you know, the word God and all that. Remember back, and it wasn't, I guess it's maybe 2-3 years ago, when they were trying to take the Pledge of Allegiance out of school and take the word God out of the Pledge of Allegiance.
I do remember that. I do, and I see where it went. Didn't go anywhere, did it?
No, sir. It sure didn't.
But you know what they do, Jesse, and I know, hopefully you think somewhat like we, not a whole lot, because we only need one crazy ignorant son of a bitch like me walking this earth. But what do you think of these judges that give these guys probation for rape, give them probation for other crimes? What do you think their family thinks, and what do you think society thinks in general when we let these judges, not the good judges, but the bad judges, get away with this crap?
Well, I think it's no good, but I will say this. That judge, instead of giving him that probation time, they should have castrated him.
Well, I think that's not a bad idea, Jesse. Jesse, thanks for the call. Castration might have been the way to go, but it just always pisses me off when I read something like this, and it happens. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn if it happens in California. I don't give a damn where it happens. It happens. And when it happens, and we can let a judge, we can let a state's attorney, we can let the judicial system take a 26-year-old man raping a 14-year-old girl that he drives to high school or junior high. Hell, what's it, six? You're in the first, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. In the eighth grade, I guess. Rape an eighth grader? I don't give a damn if she was begging for it. I don't give a damn if she was wanting to pay him for it. For this to happen and for people to see this and understand this, for the life of me, I don't understand how anybody can take it. But apparently it happened. former school bus driver, sentenced to probation, sentenced again, people, to probation after raping a 14-year-old girl. And I would assume the girl was white. She's a juvenile, so they can't put her name out, I would assume, and can't put her picture or anything out. And I guess that's okay for the victim. Let's go around the block. We talked about it a few days ago. Now the Baltimore, Maryland. Remember I talked about that inept, nigger, racist mayor they had? You know, she's a Democrat, Catherine Pugh, P-U-G-H. She's a black Democratic mayor of Baltimore. They raided her house. They raided her office. They've got so much information. Now they've got an acting mayor. And they're saying that the mayor, Catherine Pugh, she's not capable of resigning. She's not capable of doing anything because she's not capable. They say that she's embattled in a bunch of personal dilemmas. And everybody says that Mayor Pugh has lost the public trust. She is clearly not fit for office. For the good of the city, Mayor Pugh must resign. And they're getting that from all over. They got that there from the Republican governor of Maryland, Governor Harry Hogan. He joined in a group and asked that she resign. Says the mayor has to resign now, but they say she can't because she has psychological problems. And she doesn't really know what's going on. So I would assume at this point that the people of Baltimore are in bigger problems than they ever thought. Everybody's going around, everybody's saying that the mayor should resign. The mayor and her people are saying, well, she can't. She can't, even though she's seen as a laughing stock. She can't because she's not capable. Well, now, if she's not capable of resigning, she's definitely not capable of being the mayor. And if she's not capable of being the mayor, why the hell do they have her? They said the crime rates are so high. There were 342 homicides in Baltimore last year. It passed the count of 300 they had the year before. They call it the Charm City. Why, I have no idea. It says they've been struggling with the crisis of confidence when it comes to its political leaders. Again, last week, the federal agents raided the homes and city hall of the Baltimore embattled mayor, Catherine Pugh. The early morning searches were just the latest setback for the political isolated first-term mayor who campaigned on transparency and ending corruption. Now, Mayor Pugh, you sound like Steve Stinger. They used to be St. Louis County chief executive who resigned, I believe, yesterday or the day before after having a lot of records checked by the FBI. A lot of his staff is leaving. Now they've got a new acting. He's the acting director. I don't know how long he's going to be around as the director. I guess he's going to stick around until 2020, when the next election comes up. This gentleman is going to fire, or he's fired everybody at the top of Steve Stinger's staff. And I think there's going to be probably some repercussions on both ends because some people aren't happy with the appointment. Some people wanted the black lady to be the new chairman. But I don't think it's going to work out. I don't think it's going to work out that way. Sam Page, by a vote of 5-1 on Monday, was appointing the acting St. Louis County chairman until 2020, when a new election will be taken. And they tell me that this Page, again a white guy, has already asked for and received the termination letters of their city councilor, their spokesman, their chief of policy, chief of operations, advisors. I think there's going to be a big groundswell support to get rid of most, if not all, of Steve Stinger's people because they've degraded it and called it a circus. And I believe that Steve Stinger, I've talked to him on two occasions, I believe him to be about a half an idiot. No, I take that back. I believe him to be about a total idiot. But I think this is a step up. I think this is a step up for St. Louis County. It can't be a step down. You can't. I don't think you can get any further down. But he's been accused of following a federal pay-to-play sting. And it's got three Democrats and three Republicans on the county board. So again, I don't know how far that's going to go or if it's going to go at all. So there's going to be probably a toss-up. I don't know what they do. I have to research it. I don't know what they do. If it's a 3-3 vote, I would assume. If it's not the majority of vote, it's not going to pass. But it appears to be that to the good people of St. Louis County, that Sam Page is by far, I think the gorilla at the zoo would be a better choice for St. Louis County chairman than Steve Stinger, but we'll have to see how that goes. We're going to take a quick break. Lines are always open. We are America's Voice of Freedom. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190, and we'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out?
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 Well, the party was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
We've got the right to choose it. There ain't no way we'll lose it. This is our life. This is
dark side, and as always, the dark side is usually dark, if not the darkest you've ever been on the radio. Went through and did some research again. Rare conviction of officer who shoot spurs race concerns. A former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer, after 3 weeks of testimony, the jury needed a little more than just one day to convict the black Minneapolis police officer of murder in the fatal shooting of an unarmed white woman. This white woman called 911 to report a possible crime. They delivered a guilty verdict that immediately sparked questions about whether race played a role. Once again, there's a niggers going to their race card. This Mohammed Noor, N-O-O-R, was also convicted of manslaughter in the death of Justine Damon, a 40-year-old citizen whose death bewildered and angered people in both countries. He had dual citizenship in the United States and Australia. Noor, 33 years old, testified that him and his partners heard a loud bang on their squad car that startled them, and then he fired, in quotes, to stop the threat. After he saw a woman appear at his partner's window raising her arm, prosecutors questioned whether the bang happened and the attack Noor for not seeing a weapon or Diamond's hands before he fired the shot. He says it's rare for police officers to be convicted, but Officer Noor was going to jail no matter what his friends say, because he's black, a black man who shot a white woman in the state of Minnesota, said John Thompson, an activist and friend of Polito Castile, a black man who was killed in 2016 by a Latino suburban police officer who was acquitted. Isn't it amazing? He says, there's almost no hope, said the leader of the African-American community, said she spoke and knew Moore would be convicted. It's almost like there's no hope if you're black. Now, this man wasn't black. He's Somalian, but they're going to say black because that leads to more conflict between the white communities and the black communities. Noor, the ex-police officer's attorney, wasn't immediately available. And he faces up to 15 years, says the evidence showed that the officer acted unreasonably when he shot this lady. Now, he's saying he heard a noise. He saw a lady go up by his partner's side of the car, the driver's side of the car, and he just pulled out a gun and shot her. Of course, the cameras weren't on. You know how that crap goes. You know, there's good police officers, bad police officers. There's good of everything, and there's also bad of everything. But anyway, he was convicted. Now, the jury of 12 of his peers included 10 men and 2 women. 6 of the jurors, including the 2 women, were black. So half the jury was black. 2 out of the 6 jurors that were black were women. So it was half and half, people. But you don't want to read that. They don't want to put that crap out there. It says they played excerpts from body cameras worn by the responding officers that reveal many officers turning them on and off at will. One officer could be heard on his camera at one point telling Noor to keep your mouth shut until you have to say anything to anybody. Isn't it amazing? That's what I said. There's good guys and bad guys, good men and women in every profession. It says a woman who was killed was a life coach who was engaged to be married a month after the shooting, sparked outrage all throughout the area. It also cost Minneapolis's chief of police her job and contributed to the electoral defeat of the city's mayor a few months later. Isn't it amazing? This officer, Somalian officer, shoot somebody unjustifiably, I believe, and apparently so did the jury of his peers, because it took them less than a day to convict this man of shooting that unarmed woman. He says It's unbelievable. He's going to jail no matter what because he's a black man. It's unbelievable. Now, the blacks, they don't care. As long as you have black skin, they're for you. As long as you have the niggers, I'm sorry, not the proud blacks. The niggers, they're against the proud white community at any point in time. It really doesn't make any difference. And this man, because he had black skin, so he's a black man. Says that Knorr, this ex-police officer, after he was charged, they fired him, and he was among many Somalia immigrants who settled in Minnesota after coming to America due to civil war in his home country. Says his hiring was celebrated by city leaders back in the day, a few years back, eager to diversify the police force in a city rich with immigrants. But there again, the niggers will come out because he didn't have white skin. He was going to be convicted. That's the way they play the game, people. They'll continue to play that game until we stop them. They will continue. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, you're right, Bob. There's some good blacks. But like you said, this top up of Minnesota is Somalia, and they had a problem with them as being terrorists because they're Muslims. This guy should have got second-degree murder. Instead, he got third. And what they fail to forget, I'm not talking about the blacks. I'm talking about the niggers.
Uh-huh.
When the white shoots a cop, shoots one of them, it's always they're resisting or in the act of committing a crime. This poor white lady is the one that called and walked up wearing a pink top and did nothing, was murdered. But yet the blacks say he should get off because just because he's got black skin. But what they fail to understand is when they're cut side, always resisted, not complying with the police, and the resisting in the act of a crime gets shot, it's racism. It's a double standard here. And you're never, you're telling these white liberals, no matter what you do, it's never going to be enough for the bad side of the black, the niggers. It's never going to be enough. They're always, they hate you for something that happened a long time ago that we had nothing to do with. And it's going to end up, I'm afraid, to, I hate to say this, but I think we're headed for a civil war, Bob. And the whites who stand on the sidelines and chose to be with them, don't come running to our side. It's like a pit bull. Don't feed the animals. When they turn on you, it's your fault.
Hey, Jim, thanks for the insight and the call. And I somewhat disagree with you. I don't think there's going to be a civil war. I think the proud white community, along with the proud black community at some point, and I think it's going to be sooner than later, I think they're going to come together and say, hey, listen, we've tried their way. We've tried to be decent. We've tried to back down. We've given them affirmative action. We've given them reparations. We've done all we can do. Now, us as proud blacks and proud whites, we're going to have to come together and stop this because, as I always say, it's like a deadly form of cancer. It's not going to stop itself. We're going to have to address it. We're going to have to take care of it. We're going to have to stop it. And I think, Jim, you are right, though. At some point, if that doesn't happen, I believe at some point down the road, it may be 5, 10, 15, 20 years, but I can feel it in the air. And I think all the proud whites and proud blacks can do the same. I think they understand about the crackers, about the honkies, about the niggers. I think they understand what's going on. And I think they're to the point where, hey, we've given enough. We've given more and more and more than enough. When's it going to stop? I say, being in the black community my entire life, I say it's never going to stop until we stop it. I think the proud blacks, the proud whites, we all need to get together. And we need to say enough's enough. We need to give them time to straighten up their act. We need to give them time so they can try to get an education for their children. But see, at this point, they don't give a damn. They don't give a damn because they're getting fed by these politicians, more so Democrats than Republicans. They're being fed by these politicians, and that's all they care about. You know, they can get a little car, they get a free phone, they get a place to live, they get free food. And after you've learned that, generation after generation after generation, you sit back and say, hell, I might as well do it. My grandmother, grandfather did it. My mother did it. Whoever my sperm donor was, apparently he did it, but he wasn't around to help raise me. And it comes a point in time where it just continues to go on and on and on. And I think the proud white, I think even the niggers, the crackers and the hunkies, I think they understand that. But as long as nobody's going to do anything about it, they're going to let it go. Let's take one more call before break. Go ahead, Ed. You're on the dark side.
Yes, this is in reference to that shooting up there. Now, if you don't believe me, you just look at YouTube and look at Minneapolis and Dearborn, Michigan. It's full. That Obama was bringing them in to place them in different places in the United States while he was in office.
Uh-huh.
But they have Sharia law in different places in Minneapolis and Dearborn, Michigan also.
Okay.
All you have to do is Google it, look it up on YouTube, and they're both, and they're bringing them in, same as the border, right now. They were brought into Central America, South America, and that's not just Mexicans crossing the border. They've caught Somalis and Haitians, and those are both S-hole countries come across the border.
You know what, Ed, I agree with you, and I say to that, Ed, and you can stay on for a minute if you'd like. If they like what was going on in their country, stay over in their country. If they don't like what's going on in their country, come to America, but come the right way. Become a legal immigrant, become a legal citizen, come the right way, but don't bring all the good and bad and indifferent. Come back to this great country to be an American. Now, you can do your things with your race in the privacy of meetings and all that, but when you come to the United States of America, you come here because you want to be an American. You don't want to be a Somalian, and you'd stay over there. Am I right or wrong, Ed?
Yes, you would. Just like that soldier, that ex-soldier that did the shooting, he was kicked out of the service because he didn't fulfill his, I guess being AWOL or something, I just heard didn't fulfill his service, you know,
right.
Contract. And whatever, and he had just converted to Muslim.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, that was, you just go figure for yourself, why did they come to this country?
Yeah, well, I think, and Ed, thank you for the call. We're up against a heartbreak. I think they come to this country to benefit from everything that we can give them, but then they want to bring all their people with them. They want to bring all their culture with them. They want to bring all their Sharia law with them. And if that's what they want, stay where the hell they're at. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light. But you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet. uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's by state voice of freedom. Welcome back to the dark side. You know, we were just talking a few minutes ago about the officer in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Somalian police officer who was convicted. Now, it just came out an hour ago. An association of Somalia-American police officers say it believes institutional prejudice, in quotes, heavily influenced the murder conviction of a Minneapolis police officer who shot and killed an unarmed, it doesn't say white woman here, but it was white. Now the Somalian police officers, they're saying, they're like the nigger police officers, not the proud blacks. They don't get involved. The jury took little more than one day to convict an officer of murder and manslaughter in the fatal shooting. And it says that guilty verdict sparked questions about whether race played a role. Why would race have anything to do with he sees the gal walk up to his partner and before he sees anything, sees a gun, sees anything, shoots and kills her? You know, I don't think that takes much. I don't care if you were white, black, Puerto Rican, what the hell you were. It says the county state's attorney, Mike Friedman, said race is not a factor in his work and the evidence shows nor the Somalian ex-police officer acted unreasonably. And I think 12 jurors of his peers, six of who were black, two of the six were women, they all, I say all, voted to find him guilty, of murder and manslaughter. But all of a sudden, there's got to be some race involved. It's got to be some race involved because, see, he was a man of black skin, killed a woman of white skin, so automatically, no matter what happened, it's because he killed a white person. Now, that'll start spreading, as you people know, and start spreading and spreading and spreading. And a week from now, 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, it'll be a major issue. Of course, at the end of the day, it'll die out. But it's like every other situation with the niggers. They're going to fight it until they can't fight it anymore. And then when they can't fight it anymore, they'll go after something else. You proud black people know that. You proud white people know that. We all know that. As always, people, about time to go. Don't forget, you can like us on Facebook at KQQZ 1190 AM or my personal Facebook page, Crazy Reaper Bob Romanek. You can also listen to my repeat performance every day at 4 o'clock p.m. Monday through Friday, and now broadcasting from the graveyard to the graveyard shift every night at the stroke of midnight. You can stream my shows live or stream my repeat performances online at insanebroadcasting.com or stream directly by downloading the TuneIn radio app. That's our preferred streaming choice. My shows are also available via podcast with iTunes or your podcast provider on your iPhone or Android device. Just search for Bob Romanek, that's R-O-M-A-N-I-K, and R, the Grim Reaper of Radio. As always, people, time to go. I hope today, as always, you've learned that I will give you the truth. It may not be the way you want me to present it, but it will be the truth. Don't believe me, just listen to me, and after you listen to me, research it. And at the end of the day, everything I tell you, you'll say, that no good rotten son of a bitch, He is a no-good rotten son of a bitch, but he is right. So as always, let's continue to unite day after day. We have to beat the hell out of these political perverted punks that we call politicians, both black and white, both men and women, both Democrats and Republicans. Let's continue to unite to expose all these no-good son of a bitches. And as always, at the end of the day, let's do unto them what they've continued to do unto us for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. Let's destroy them before they destroy us. No violence, never any violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, radical radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.